Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome once again. We continue with our interviews today. We have Philip Wright, The Right Stuff. And we're actually talking about OKM, but Philip, you're with the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
But the Boy Scouts and OKM have always worked together.
Yes, we have a wonderful relationship, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our community at large, because what OKM does allows our Scouts to serve, to give back. Giving back service hours is such an important part of just growing up and being part of the community. And so just so thankful for both opportunities, both for the Scouts, the troops, the units that are doing it, the unit leaders, and also for OKM. So it's just a wonderful partnership, and it just allows us to continue to give back and make Bartonville the best place to live in.
It is the best place to live.
Yes.
And congratulations, you're a new member with
OKM. Thank you,
OKM,
thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Proud of it, proud of it.
I tell you, this is really something else. So you get the best of both worlds going on there.
Yes, yes. It really is the best of both worlds. And then to be able to expose more of our Scouts and our new Scouts to what OKM is all about is just amazing. You know, it's a wonderful partnership.
It is. We've got some things going on with OKM. We just had Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
And I understand that went pretty well.
It really did. Again, just thank you to our community for stepping up and for helping, because that's what it takes. Really, we are a village, and we saw that this Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Something else. And while they're kind of getting rested up from that, because I know that took a lot of effort from a lot of people.
Yes.
We do have the Crisp Kindle Market
that's
coming up. Now,
yes.
This is something my family attended last year, and they had such a ball. Yes. But this year, because of COVID, well, we can't do it in person.
Right. And so now with the virtual world, you know, basically, this is one of the beauties of OKM. You know, we're able to morph and adapt. And now we have a virtual forum, which is just as entertaining. And now from your living room, you can be a part of.
That's right, folks. You can have a German feast, and you don't even have to take off your slippers.
That's
you
right.
Just stay right,
that's
there.
Right.
Just
that's right.
Come as you are, because you're not going anywhere.
And
you're having fun.
And also a big exposure as well.
Yes. You know, and this is something else. Now, I understand that we've got some great people that are helping us out with the food and everything. And you can go shopping online. It's shopokm.square.site/Christkindle Market.
That's right.
Just go to OKM Music. It'll direct you there. They will direct you there. Our friends at Price's Meat Market got a good feast, don't they?
They sure do. They sure do. You know, the German Christmas feast, the soup, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sauerkraut soup, pork roast, potatoes, and all that hearty stuff. That'll keep you warm. Ooh, boy. You'll just sit there and say, hey, I'm good.
This is the weather. This is the time.
And our friends just right over here at Super Centro, tamales by the half dozen or the dozen.
That's
year round.
Yeah, that's year round. Some hot tamales.
Yeah. And if you're a cake connoisseur like my 13-year-old daughter is, Cakes by Lisa. So we've got all that going on there too. Gingerbread cookies, sugar cookies. You know, I'm starting to feel sweet right now.
Yeah.
All kinds of good things, too. Some things I can't even pronounce, but it's all looking great. Now, including candied cider or spiced cider.
Delicious.
Yeah, and Christmas beer. Oh, cheer. We don't do beer on Christmas. Come on, Tom, what are you thinking? But anyway, Chris Kendall Market will be online.
Yes.
Now, I understand we got live entertainment.
Yes.
Too.
Oh my goodness! You know, we got Take Three Special Invitation only concert. Special Invitation only for this concert. This is going to be on December 12th at 7 p.m. So you can get your virtual ticket now. Go to the website, order your virtual ticket now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a nationally acclaimed trio with Irene Kim at piano and Lila Young at cello, and then Lindsay Deutsch, at the violin. So great entertainment for that night. I mean, just please come and join us. You can also do some Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah.
And we have students from Everett Music Studio that are helping us with that. I mean, just a wonderful entertainment. And that's what this does. It warms your heart. Not only do you get a nice meal, but you have great entertainment at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas all along.
And you're doing that right there from your own home, and you're really having that experience so many other people.
Well, the other thing is now you have relatives across the U.S. or even abroad.
Yeah.
They can participate as well.
We saw that happen with the festival this year.
That's exactly right.
Because you could suddenly
be in Germany, you could be in Japan, and you can still participate.
Yeah. You know, summer's in Iceland. We had a little fun with that, too. They were having all kinds of fun online. But these kids, they are really something else. They'll give you a Christmas gram in person for an office or a party or for a friend or a loved one's house. Now, you don't get that very often. You only get that here, with OKM
Music. That's right. That's right. Only here in Bartlesville.
You can shop the world, but you're only going to get those Christmas on demand here, too. Also, I understand we're having that sweatergram going on.
Yes, yes. Another wonderful event.
Oh, man. Buy an ugly sweater and have it delivered to your favorite friend or your boss or your teacher. Just say, oh, it's meant with love.
A wonderful Christmas present.
Unique, one of a kind. And they will always remember.
That's right. I still have mine from high school.
Now, I understand that we're going to raise some money here.
Yes.
We've got to have a cash split. What's this all about?
Yes. So you have a chance to win. It's a multiple chances to win $500, and you can split it. The money raised will, or anything beyond $500, will be split with OKM. Uh-huh. And total raise $2,000. Winners will get $1,250. Mm-hmm. And again, just another opportunity to support OKM Music and support us here in Bartlesville.
Great. This is really good. So we have a raffle with the authentic musical Gingerbread Santa.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun, too.
Yes.
Jiminy Christmas. Valued at $450. The Nutcracker is going on there, too.
Yes. And, Saturday.
And with the kids. Now, people were wondering, are we going to do the St. Nicholas with the kids?
Oh, my
goodness.
The
answer is yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. And I want to say this. I want to take a moment right now to say thank you to our event sponsors.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank DSR as our major event sponsor for stepping up this year. I want to thank ConocoPhillips, Phillips 56. I want to thank Trinity Credit Union, John Nettles at Revo Financial. I want to thank Mary Lynn, attorney at law, and the Chapman Charitable Trust.
Oh, wow.
Again, and all of our other sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we're able to do now. Each bag was valued at over $70, and we're extremely proud of OKM supporting and donating over 40 bags for our 4th and 5th grade scouts at Jane Phillips Elementary.
Woo!
That's Christmas. That is Christmas, and just so proud of this blessing. We're going to be able to deliver that. It's going to contain a beautiful illustrated legend of St. Nicholas book, chocolate, a musical instrument, accordion, gingerbread kit, an orange, coloring books, crayons, Kinder eggs, and a little German book.
Oh, wow.
Again, Christmas, and we're just so thankful.
And also, I understand some of the kids might get a ukulele, and that's a lot of fun.
Yes.
I'm seeing adults play those like crazy these days.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine the development that happens behind that. Mm-hmm. You get an instrument, you get to learn how to play it, and you can use that for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. It's just four strings and a lot of fun. You know, I play the guitar and the banjo weekly, and I mean very weekly, really bad. I'm really bad at it. But to me, it's a lot of fun. And to see the kids with a little four-string ukulele, and all of a sudden they're plucking along and going, wow, this makes music.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
and it
creates that creativity, grows, and all of a sudden, instead of just, you know, now your Christmas now becomes a development period where you're growing and you're learning and you're expanding, and you're ready to come back to school in January.
And boy, yes, you are. Your mind is sharp. All righty. Now, for more information, you need to follow OKM on Facebook,
correct,
or Instagram, or Twitter.
Correct.
And if you're not sure how to find it there, just go online at okmmusic.org, because they'll direct you to all their socials.
Exactly. You'll have everything right there, social media.
You know that Ryan, he's quite a clever fellow.
So proud of staff. We have the best staff. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing the work that Ryan and the staff are all doing, putting together this. I mean, you look at the setup, just going through, you know, everything that you see online and how well everything functions and how easy it is to go from the entertainment to ordering the food. And again, just a lot of the work that happens behind the scenes. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the staff, OKM. I want to say thank you to our community, our sponsors. I want to say thank you to United Way. I want to say thank you to keeping Bartlesville alive, because it takes a village. It takes all of us. So thank you.
And a lot of hard work. But I tell you what, Philip Wright, this is really nice. And now that you're kind of operating in two different spheres, but together with both the Boy Scouts, which you've done for years, and now being a member of OKM's board, this is a nice little marriage.
Yes, it is. It's just natural. You know, just natural allows us to, again, expose our youth to more music. Art development, it's an amazing part and a needed development element that every youth needs. It rounds up all of your social skills, your intellectual skills. It just puts it in an area where you need to grow. And I think today our youth, now more than ever, we have an opportunity today with our virtual environment which we're living in to take advantage of these opportunities. And when we couldn't go to a live concert, guess what? You can do it virtually right now, and you can learn, and you can grow, and that's what life's about. So I just want to say thank you.
It is. You know, the Boy Scouts and OKM learn survival skills online.
That's right, Tom. That's right.
Do you give a computer badge? Is that what they're going to give?
We have one of those. We do.
I just wondered, because it's a long time since I was an Explorer Scout. So, yeah, I'm thinking to myself, they had it for a lot of things there. But, you know, first of all, I had to learn to tie knots.
And that's
then
right.
We went up the chain, so to speak. But this is really good. And you know what? The kids are getting a great benefit from this. The kids who participate in all the four children.
Yes.
OKM projects over the summer, and
that's
also
right.
the scouts too,
right.
because of the way that they've had to watch the adults pivot
that's
and
right.
change
that's right.
and
that's
navigate
right.
uncertain waters.
That's right.
They've become critically
that's right.
aware of their
that's right.
their surroundings.
Well, the other benefit too that happens along the way is that development process.
Yeah.
When our children are going to be, whether they're in a technical school or just working at a hospital doing technical work, you're going to need those skills. And right now, our 4th, 5th, 2nd, 3rd, 5th graders, they're learning those skills today. Learn to survive in this virtual world. Learn to grow and learn in this virtual world. And those are skills they're going to use for the rest of their lives.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, it's too bad that we had to have a virus that prompted folks to get on the stick to kind of learn what was going to be the future anyway.
That's right.
But, boy, the adaptability of both the Scouts and, of course, OKM in order to
thank you.
Make 2020 actually... For OKM, I think there's not a soul who doesn't know about the Scouts and OKM, thanks to the virtual world, because both entities were everywhere.
That's right. Exactly right, Tom. Yeah.
All right, so I want to remind everybody, first of all, that we have the Chris Kindle Market, and that's coming up a week from Saturday, correct?
Right? Correct, that's right.
And it's going to be online.
That's right.
And we need to have you go to okmmusic.org, and they will direct you at the website where to get to the market, where you can get everything taken care of for your food options, and also to get that virtual ticket to
that's
watch
right. to all the entertainment. Yes, thank you, Tom.
But you know something, I just gained 5 pounds just looking at that list of food. That's not hard for me.
No.
Hey, Philip Wright, thank you very much.
You.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And I want to thank the Boy Scouts and OKM, and of course, congratulations to you for now being a new board member.
Thank you so
OKM
much.
Music. All right, we've got more coming up. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400.